Good evening, Joanne.
Evening, Danny.
Good evening, Danny.
Now, Joe, this morning, you did actually sound much better spirits now. This morning,
yes.
A lot of people said she sounds a bit down. Because you've cleared your love closet out. You've
yep.
swept the foul rag and bone shop of the heart.
I'm feeling much better now. I've been out spending my $5,000.
Oh, of course. Your $5,000 you got from a Premier League manager to return photographs and letters.
And I sent some things to you in the post. And I've remembered Phil this time as well.
Hang on. No, last time you sent us chocolates, and they were great. They were great.
That was very good.
That was very good. But when you eat them up.
What?
What did you send us?
I was surprised. Both of you helped me choose them. So, you have to wait and see.
I'm going to drive them out. Really?
Yeah.
No, you know.
Shoes.
No, yeah. No, John.
Shoes them.
No, it's a pair of drawers. Obviously a pair of drawers. It's a pair of drawers, yeah. It's a pair of drawers, isn't it?
I'm not saying.
Oh, it's a pair of drawers.
This has been Baker and Chicken.
No, hang on. Those three, so this is another Premier League. He helped you choose them.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't help you use them, because
I'm not going to hold the pack
of the tongs.
They were just perfectly innocent Christmas presents.
It's a pair of drawers. It is a pair of drawers, Joe. It's a pair of drawers. I've only ever sent one pair of drawers, but I couldn't conjure up the image. You might have been there.
That was by blow too, to be fair.
No, I thought it could be a bloke sent me these, or you don't know. But no, I know what Joe looks like. I'm sorry, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
If I get sent a pair of drawers, I'm gone. Anyway, Joe, that would be sidetracked, isn't it? Being sent pairs of drawers here.
Yeah, you mentioned that quickly.
Yeah. Okay.
What's happened in the last 6 or 7 hours, Joe?
I've been to a brilliant match this afternoon. I wish I could give you a big match report.
No, not even the score, because otherwise, yeah, of course, yeah.
I got the team's fanzine in front of me, and it's got an article about me and you in it.
Oh? Well, that gives them, confirms, you see, they might just suspect.
No, they've not mentioned that it's that club, it's just a general sort of media roundup, it's
Oh, no, that's all right, because we're in quite a few, we've actually been zero, quite a few
fans
that are talking about this, so there's about, I think all the Premier League clubs have actually said, a lot of them now are fencing that it's you who, you know, they say, oh, you know, it's about our club.
I don't think there's more than 15 or 20 websites devoted to the subject now
at the moment, you don't want to just extend your, sexual relations with Premier League players just to keep the reputation going, love.
No, but I like it anyway.
Yeah. Would you? I mean, suppose about the lower leagues. Have you ever looked towards the lower leagues?
No.
And it's terrible.
Yeah.
No wonder Darren Anderton says my watch costs $3,000, what a kit for me, or whatever he's supposed alleged to have said. Wow. If Darren Anderton showed you his $3,000 watch, would you be interested?
He did do.
Oh, he did do with you. Yeah. I thought another call.
No.
That was another call. I mean, Darren Anderson's pure driven stone. It's absolutely unfair that he should have ever been dragged into this. But seriously, would you sleep with Darren Anderton?